Welcome to All About Jack, a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. I'm William O'Flaherty. This is the 11th episode from the series Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. It's for the week of March the 5th. What follows are seven quotes that are related to a specific date for this week, or at least sometime this month. They come from the variety of works published by Lewis over the years. You may have already seen a slightly different version of this on my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis. The key variation is that here I'm saying the reference, while on the video version you can notice it for yourself while I read the quotation. March 5th. A number of mothers, and still more schoolmistresses, have decided that it, the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, is likely to frighten children, so it is not selling very well. But the real children like it, and I am astonished how some very young ones seem to understand it. From A Letter to Mrs. Lockley, dated March the 5th, 1951, available in The Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 3. March 6th. I think that all Christians have found that he, Satan, is very active near the altar or on the eve of conversion. Worldly anxieties, physical discomforts, lascivious fancies, doubt are often poured in at such junctures. But the grace is not frustrated. From Letter to Mrs. Lockley, March the 5th, 1951, available in The Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 3. March 7th. It is quite right to go away from them, the words of the Bible, for a moment in order to make some special point clear, but you must always go back. From Book 4, Chapter 4 of Mere Christianity, that chapter entitled Good Infection. Also, a talk on the BBC Radio, March the 7th, 1944. March 8th. God is love, and that love works through men, especially through the whole community of Christians. From Mere Christianity, Book 4, Chapter 4, entitled Good Infection. Also, BBC Talk on March 7th, 1944. March 9th. It is no use to say, Lord, Lord, if we do not do what Christ tells us. My reason for thinking that a mere statement of even the highest ethical principles is not enough is precisely that to know these things is not necessarily to do them. From God and the Doc, a letter entitled Mr. C.S. Lewis on Christianity. Originally published in The Listener, March the 9th, 1944. March 10th. The love we are commanded to have for God and our neighbor is a state of the will, not of the affections. Though, if they ever also play their part, so much the better. From A Letter to Mrs. Halverson, dated March 1956. Available in The Collected Letters, Volume 3. March 11th. Stated by Lewis's tour guide, a fictional George MacDonald. Nothing, not even the best and noblest, can go on as it is now. Nothing, not even the lowest and most special, will not be raised again if it submits to death. From Chapter 12 of The Great Divorce, first published in The Guardian, March 9, 1945, as Who Goes Home or The Grand Divorce, Part 18. Thank you for listening to Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. Again, I'm William O'Flaherty. I hope you enjoyed the quotations shared this week and that you'll check out the books or essays by Lewis that were referenced. If you love these quotes and the ideas that Lewis brings to the world, you'll find they are even more meaningful when you read them in context. Visit my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis, if you want to see a video version of this material. I'm a strong advocate of being sure quotations credited to Lewis are really by him. In 2018, I published a book entitled The Misquotable C.S. Lewis that presented 75 quotes. One should be careful to confirm if Lewis said them, or if he did, does the isolated quote make sense without the context? I've also written an enhanced study guide to the Screwtape Letters called C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell. You can find links to them in the show notes. Purchasing my books are a great way to indirectly support my podcasts and YouTube video efforts and ensuring they can continue to be made freely available to all. Speaking of free, when you visit my website, EssentialCSLewis.com, you'll find early versions of most of the quotations I explore in my book, The Misquotable C.S. Lewis. Plus, I have a Facebook group devoted to the topic. There's a link to it in the show notes, along with a link to my website. I also have a Facebook group devoted to my website that is the same name as my site, EssentialCSLewis.com. On the website, you'll find a weekly article with the quotes, and on the Facebook group, I post the quotations each day. Links to all of these, again, are in the show notes. Thanks again for listening. I'm William O'Flaherty, and I hope you will not miss the next weekly dose of C.S. Lewis quotes and that you'll share this show with others.